This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held bilateral meeting with President of Ghana, John Mahama, at Jubilee House in Accra. Both leaders discussed various ways to strengthen and deepen bilateral relations. Four MOUs were signed following the talks, including in the areas of cultural exchange and traditional music. In his joint press statement following the talks, PM Modi announced that they have decided to give India-Ghana partnership the form of a comprehensive partnership. He said India is not just a partner but a co-traveller in Ghana's journey of nation-building.
राष्ट्रपति जी और मैंने हमारी द्विपक्षीय साझेदारी को कॉम्प्रिहेंसिव पार्टनरशिप का रूप देने का निर्णय लिया है। घाना के राष्ट्र निर्माण की यात्रा में भारत केवल एक सहयोगी नहीं बल्कि एक सहयात्री है। हमारा द्विपक्षीय व्यापार $3 बिलियन पार कर चुका है। भारतीय कंपनियों ने लगभग 900 प्रोजेक्ट्स में लगभग $2 बिलियन का निवेश किया है। आज हमने आपसी व्यापार को अगले 5 वर्षों में दोगुना करने का लक्ष्य निर्धारित किया है।
PM Modi also said that India and Ghana have decided to strengthen cooperation in counter-terrorism. Both the leaders believe that it is not the time for a war and problems must be solved through dialogues and diplomacy.
हम एक मत है कि आतंकवाद मानवता का दुश्मन है। आतंकवाद के खिलाफ हमारी लड़ाई में सहयोग के लिए हम गाना का आभार प्रकट कर रहे हैं। इस संदर्भ में हमने counter-terrorism में आपसी सहयोग को और मजबूत करने का निर्णय किया है। यूएन रिफॉर्म्स को लेकर हमारा दृष्टिकोण एक जैसा है। पश्चिम एशिया और यूरोप में चल रहे कॉन्फ्लिक्ट को लेकर हम दोनों ने गहरी चिंता व्यक्त की है। हमारा मानना है कि युद्ध का युग नहीं है, डायलॉग और डिप्लोमेसी से ही समस्या का समाधान होना चाहिए।
Earlier, President of Ghana, John Mahama, announced that Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be decorated with the prestigious National Award of the Office of the Order of Star of Ghana at a state banquet to be held in his honour.
Our esteemed guest, Prime Minister, will be decorated with the prestigious National Award of the Office of the Order of the Star of Ghana at a state banquet to be held in his honour this evening. It is a testament of the friendship that exists between the people of Ghana and the people of India.
Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju yesterday said that President Draupadi Murmu has approved the proposal of the government to convene the monsoon session of Parliament from 21st of July to 21st of August. In a social media post, Mr. Rijiju said that in view of the Independence Day celebrations, there will be no sittings on 13th and 14th of August. The annual 38-day Sri Amarnath Ji Yatra will formally commence today from twin routes of Pahalgam in South Kashmir and Baltal in Central Kashmir's Gandharbal district amid tight security. The holy cave is known for the ice stalagmite that forms within, resembling a shivling. Around 299 vehicles carrying over 2,300 pilgrims towards Baltal route and over 3,000 yatris towards Pahalgam route reached safely in Kashmir region through Srinagar-Jammu National Highway. Ministry of External Affairs has expressed deep concern at the abduction of three Indian nationals employed at the diamond cement factory in Kays, Mali. The incident occurred when a group of armed assailants carried out a coordinated attack at the factory premises and forcibly took the Indian nationals as hostages. The ministry said in a statement that many military and government installations at multiple locations of western and central Mali were attacked by terrorists. The Embassy of India in Bamako is in close and constant communication with the relevant authorities of the government of Mali, local law enforcement agencies, as well as the management of diamond cement factory. In the AFC Women's Asian Cup 2026 qualifiers, India registered a commanding 5-0 win over Iraq at the 700th anniversary of Chiang Mai Stadium in Thailand last evening. First-half goals from Sangeeta Basfor and Manisha set the tone before a dominant second half where Kartika Angamuthu, Fanjobam Nirmala Devi and Nogomaitham Ratanbala Devi added goals to the scoreline. With this result, the Blue Tigresses are only a step away from Women's Asia Cup qualification. India are currently on top of Group B with 9 points and a goal difference of +22. And that is the end of this news bulletin.